Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This edition of The Standard is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
From London, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Standard. The bereaved families of young people killed in London have accused Sadiq Khan of completely losing control of the capital's streets. Among them is Jasna Badzak, whose son Sven Badzak was stabbed to death as he returned from a shopping trip to Waitrose in Kilburn in 2021. She said she believes criminals rule the capital under the current mayor. It's as data from the Office for National Statistics shows there was a 20% spike in knife and gun crime last year. The figures released last week also show that there's been a 38% increase in knife crime in London since the mayor first took office 8 years ago. With just 3 days to go before the capital's mayoral election, though, crime is on Sadiq's mind. He's made promises to tackle crime if he gets re-elected, including a commitment to extend his crime prevention programme, called My Ends, to 11 neighbourhoods and up to 30 by the end of his third term. It's an initiative that provides funding for things like mentoring for young people, parent support, youth work, and training for young people dealing with trauma and mental health issues. But what will it take for crime to come down in London? And what are the families of knife and gun crime victims actually calling for? Joining me now is our crime correspondent, Anthony France. So, Anthony, you've been speaking with some of the families affected by knife and gun crime in London. Who have you been speaking to and what have they said?
Well, we've been speaking to the families of some of the young people who've been killed in London. We've been speaking to the mother of Sven Badzak, who was stabbed to death as he returned from a shopping trip in Kilburn. We've also been speaking to Julius Cools, who lost his 14-year-old son, Jermaine, in Croydon in an attack that was carried out by an habitual knife carrier with a machete. Effectively, what these families are saying is that Sadiq Khan, the mayor, has completely lost control of the capital streets. Last week, we saw official statistics that had shown that gun and knife crime have increased by over 20% in the last 12 months.
And so have they asked or called for any specific measures at all from either the mayor or the police?
Yeah, so in the case of Sven's mother, she is saying that these repeat offenders who go around and the police know who they are, these people who've been carrying knives for many years should have been locked up, should be in jail, but they're not. And they're not alone. There are scores of them free to roam London's streets to kill. She's calling for much more stop and search. And in the case of Jermaine Cools' father, well, he's warning that the other people who were involved in his son's killing are still out there. He says that they get away with it time after time. And he's basically saying that, you know, instructing the police to go and arrest the rest of the gang.
And I understand the Met Police has released a statement regarding its use of stop and search. What has the Met Police said?
Yes, so the Metropolitan Police have released a statement. They're saying that a key part of their plan to reform the Met is to work closely with communities. Stop and search, which is controversial, is a tactic that they do use to take knife crime off the streets, knife and weapons off the street. Now, they are saying that they're, as well as stop and search, that they're also carrying out patrols in communities impacted by violence to help people feel safe. And they conduct weapon sweeps in violent hotspots. Also, there's a lot of work going on in schools as well. You know, they're saying that, you know, anybody who knows of anyone carrying a knife can report it anonymously.
And I think the key sort of headline figure really is this 20% rise in knife and gun crime last year. What else or what other statistics are there around Sadiq's record on crime?
So as well as those figures that the Evening Standard published last week showed that there'd been a 38% increase in knife offences since Mr. Khan took office 8 years ago. And also under his watch, you know, the number of teenagers who were killed in 2021 was the worst on record. 30 youngsters lost their lives that year. That fell quite a lot in 2022 when there were 14, but last year there was a 15% increase. We had 21, of which Harry Pittman was the last who was stabbed to death while waiting to watch New Year's fireworks. There was also a lot of concern, and we saw Stormzy turn up at a memorial for Eliane Adnan, who was knifed on her way to school in Croydon. That was one of 11 murders that happened in that town, more than any other borough.
And the stats are quite shocking, really, Anthony. Obviously, as crime correspondent, you're around these figures and have been for years. But do they still sort of shock you when you see just, the numbers of these kind of crimes?
The number of crimes and the statistics do shock you, because behind every single one of those is a family or a victim. And, you know, there is a ripple effect. So one teenager might get killed, but there is a whole school, a whole community who are affected by that. There are young people maybe around that youngster who now feel unsafe and they carry weapons, you know, to protect themselves. You know, it is a cycle, it's one that, you know, both Sadiq Khan and also the Met really need to get on top of.
Let's take a quick break now. Coming up in part two, we turn our attention to this week's mayoral election vote and ask, how important is cutting crime for Londoners heading to the voting booths?
I think the families just want somebody in the post as mayor, you know, who is going to make this their number one priority. Sadiq Khan says that he does that, you know, and together, you know, we've all got to work together to reduce knife crime.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And I understand Sadiq Khan's office has responded to these comments from these families around knife crime. What exactly has his office said?
Well, a spokesman for the mayor said that he is devastated for the families and those affected by senseless violence. He says his top priority is the safety of Londoners, and that he has more than doubled investment from City Hall in policing. He said he's put 1,300 extra officers on the streets, and he's funded 500 more PCSOs and set up also England's first violent reduction unit. He's saying that if he's re-elected this Thursday, he will continue to invest in young people and put more officers on the streets.
And he's also promised to extend his My Ends initiative, hasn't he, which is sort of focused on preventing crimes from happening in the first place. Can you just sort of give us a description, really, Anthony, of what My Ends is, and has it sort of proven to be effective?
Yeah, so the My Ends project is one that was originally started in East London to keep youngsters away from gangs. That initiative, they're going from 8 to 11 boroughs. Effectively, it's in the worst areas that are affected by crime. And what they actually do is work with young people, people who might be being influenced by gang culture and getting in violence, and basically showing them another way. So, yeah, it's a really good initiative. And I've actually seen that initiative at work. And, you know, what they're doing with the young people down there is pretty good.
Now, someone else who has been heavily criticising the mayor for his record on crime is his Conservative rival for mayor, Susan Hall. Do we know at all if the families of these victims like her ideas for tackling crime in the capital?
Well, I've not had any comment from any of the families to say whether they think that Susan Hall would do a better job. She herself says Sadiq has nothing but to offer but excuses. But I think the families just want somebody in the post as mayor, you know, who is going to make this their number one priority. Sadiq Khan says that he does that, you know, and together, you know, we've all got to work together to reduce knife crime.
And as you know, Anthony, of course, Londoners this week are going to be voting for their next mayor. How big do you think crime is as an issue for voters?
I think crime is a very big issue for voters this Thursday. I think that, you know, if people want to live and work and enjoy London, you know, they can't do that in fear. I think that all of the parties that are running for election have come up with their initiatives, how they would solve the problem. But, you know, if you want London to be a vibrant place, you know, it doesn't help, you know, having people being murdered on the streets.
There's more news, interviews and analysis in the Evening Standard newspaper and at standard.co.uk. Thanks for listening. We're back tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.